This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What can I say that would shock you? I asked that earlier. Things that have happened to you, to us, over the past decade that would you would have never believed. Like, for example, U.S. Steel getting sold to a Japanese company. U.S. Steel. That would be like finding out Superman's German. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. U.S. Steel sold to a Japanese firm. It only fitting during the time of Biden is this, you know, something that we can believe that could happen. An iconic American company. We built this country on steel. It was one of the things that created the ability for us to have skyscrapers and to build big cities and things like this. And now it's being, I mean, think about everything that's been sold, though. This is insane. It would be like, outsourcing our military. Hey, why not? Other countries do it. We're the ones fighting the wars. The American taxpayers are paying for it. I was talking to one of my supporters, she called me up and asked me about the military-industrial complex. I said, I hate to say this, but the military in America is really just a big business. And the way you can figure it out is just ask yourself, what happens if we don't have any wars? You've got Boeing, Lockheed, it used to be Martin Marietta, you got McDonnell Douglas, all the General Dynamics, all these companies, and they are war machines. Now, here's what I will tell you. You got to finance them. If you want to build a new airframe for the next generation jet, whatever that may be, you've got to be doing research and development, and you've got to be able to spin it up quickly. So those factories have to be at the ready. But do we need to spend the kind of money that we're spending? I don't think so. In fact, it's not even do I not think so. I know we don't. We can spend a fraction of that money, but we keep it going. And here's what Joe Biden's doing. Let me tell you, don't think for one second this wasn't intentional. Joe Biden let Putin go into Ukraine. Why? Because we had a surplus equipment. He wanted Hamas to attack Israel. We got surplus equipment. We're still selling F-16s. This is a plane that was developed in the late 1950s, really came to work as a workhorse in the 60s and 70s. I mean, these are old airframes. Now we've got the 22, we got the 35, and we got to sell it. We got missile systems that are old, that they're being revamped, but we got to sell them. Think about the surplus equipment. How many wars can you have? I don't know how many. We used to sell a missile system. I used to sell on a missile system called ATACMS. And it was built by LTV, who got acquired, I believe. But LTV built ATACMS, and it's what they built. It was called a six-pack. You ever see those missile systems go? Well, they go six, not seven. They call them six-packs. And we built that missile, and I don't know how many of those missiles were sold, but here's what I can tell you. We didn't shoot a fraction of them. You go to war, and I get that you can go through a lot of munitions, but you don't go through the amount of munitions that have been made. So where do you think this stockpile sits? 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s year old stuff that's been sitting in a warehouse waiting to be use. Think about what happens when the Soviet Union fell. All those AK-47s that got sent out to Africa and in the Middle East, and they call them Kalashnikovs. But all these different munitions. It wasn't just that. There was missile systems, airplanes. There were fighter jets people could buy for $10,000. This is the kind of thing that happens when war goes on. So, what are you going to do with that stuff? We'll cover it in a lot more detail another time, but because I want to get into that. How we got into this military-industrial complex, we bought into it too as conservatives. I looked at it and said, look, if the powers that be say we got to go to war, we got to go to war. Who am I to say? But Trump came in and said, let's bring diplomacy. And that scared the heck out of these people that have their money in these big, in these systems, have their money in chaos. The world doesn't move when the world is a very, very different place, a very non-profitable place if everybody's getting along. They said this, the CCP has a global data empire. This is the Communist Chinese Party. Can monitor anyone's mobile phone and any computer around the world. The software it uses is Israel's Zero Create, Zero Speed, and Zero Quick. You can look this up. I don't know. I mean, I haven't. But here's what I can tell you. If anybody has developed it, it's the Israelis. And it would be flawless. And that's why I pretty much told people, whatever you do when it comes to, you know, your information, just consider it. It can be broken. We're going to get into the tech of this stuff here in a bit. Quantum computing. You know what the biggest fear of quantum computing meeting AI? They say that it doesn't matter how difficult you make a password, a quantum computer can solve it within a second. These are passwords. You probably, people don't follow this stuff the way I do as a technologist. But there was a time when if you had a 16-digit or, you know, password with 8 or 9 digits that could use characters and all that stuff, they would tell you, oh, it would take 14 computers a million years to figure it out. Not anymore. Processors in your, processor in your phone, processor in different things can start that, can figure this out relatively quickly. So they up the algorithms, you know, made it to where it jumps around and does all that. Even with everything that we now know on how to do that, quantum computers can figure out your password like that. So imagine quantum computers added to AI, and you start to get an idea of what the future beholds. So when we talk about, earlier we did, what you wouldn't believe, technologically, I touched on it before, what would your great-grandfather or your great-grandmother not believe that you have today, like your cell phone or these televisions that hang on walls? You know, what are the things that we can do? Maps. I talked about maps. GPS, just as an example. That would blow my grandfather's mind. So anyway, lots to talk about. We're going to talk about the technology thing that's happening right now. What do you think the future of that will hold?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life
with Extendivite. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Where's the society that America used to represent where we look for, achievement? Just think of all the things that America has done for the world, what we've given to the world in so many different ways. I'm talking about medicine, science, technology, thought. We've just been an amazing group of people. And I just wonder, when did we lose our way and not end up, what's the word I'm looking for? Sort of making ourselves feel good. I mean, talking ourselves up. It makes me wonder, what happened to progress and rewarding progress? Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I think about how you make people feel good about what they do, no matter what they're involved in. It could be your kids and they're playing soccer. You don't beat them up. You know, you're terrible. You know, you encourage them. Even when they're making mistakes, you encourage them. We're a nation who has made many mistakes, but we deserve to be encouraged. And we don't do that anymore. We've made progress. We should be congratulating ourselves. And you know what the left does? They beat us up at every turn. We have made progress in every aspect of human existence. Race relations, treatment of women, treatment of strangers, protecting the downtrodden, you name it, we have done. I mean, I don't know what they did in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s. I have an idea. I mean, I have the historical record. But I'm telling you, I don't know of a better nation in its evolution of how it treats everything and everybody. And I'm going to tell you, as we get into this, things that you wouldn't believe. Like, one of the things I can't believe is there are people that still down talk us. They want us to feel bad for who we are. Think about it. What do they teach in education? They teach you that America is a racist country. It colonizes. It does all these other things. It makes black people feel, you know, we just had our foot on the throat of black people forever and ever. To listen to the left, you would think black folks are still in chains, still running around, you know, escaping plantations and people that want to bring them back. And white kids who've never had anything, what do they feel like? What do young men feel like? Are they empowered to do better, to be better people, to be here better human beings? What about business owners? Business, think about the days when it was, you worked 50 hours a, you know, 50 hours a day. You may work 20 hours a day in the coal mines, no OSHA, no EPA, no nobody. And what we've evolved to, where daycare, you've got 401k, you've got bonuses, you've got all kinds of stuff, work from home, you've got all kinds of crazy things that you now, that are just part of your, quote, benefits package. Look at the evolution of the worker. What about the evolution of women? Well, we're fighting for it and we want our equal pay. Go back. Yeah, how far do you have to go back before you start looking at how women were secondary citizens of society, etc.? Not that long. And now, there's nothing a woman can't do. It's amazing. I'm still blown away at technology. From processor speeds to memory density. If you just do those two things alone and think about what's been given to the world because of tech. Do you believe, when I was designing computers, and we had these platens, these things, they looked like cake carriers, and they had disk inside of them that was 64K, and it was a big deal that it was 64K, and people, a lot of you don't even know about mag tapes and punch cards and all that nonsense, and now, in a 1-inch by 1-inch square, you can have the power of all information at your fingertips. And if you have a 3-inch brick that you plug into your computer, you can have the memory of every bit of information that's been known to man, written information known to man, on a 3-inch brick. It's just amazing. And how we get our entertainment, you have to wonder, what does the next 50 years hold when you've got your entertainment in the palm of your hand or a notebook computer or you call it up on your television with multiple screens? What is it going to look? I mean, I'm impressed at the new TV technology. Are you? It's almost immersive. What is it going to be when you can have 14 channels on one television, the compression rates? When I was doing design, we didn't think the compression rates that we're achieving today were even in the realm of possibility. It was Star Trek type stuff. But that's where we are. Where's it going to be in 50 years? We now have flying cars. We have suits where people can fly. We have drones that can deliver your products. We have self-driving cars, folks. You don't even need a body in there. You call the car up. Your car. I hear Teslas will bring your car right to you in a parking lot. I watched a friend of mine do it. I was like, how'd your car get here? He goes, I called it up. On your wrist, You can watch television. You can talk to friends. I used to call it the Dick Tracy watch. If you're my age, you know what I'm talking about. At that time, if you had said to me that was ever going to exist, I would have told you, man, you're losing your mind. The reason why we're looking at it as science, you know, fiction, is it'll never be. And it's in my lifetime. Well within my lifetime. Where are we going to be in 50 years? The National Ignition Facility has repeated a nuclear fusion reaction resulting in a net positive energy yield. They say although the NIF isn't on a direct path to commercial fusion power production, this progress they call one of the biggest achievements in decades to make fusion available for mass production. Fusion, the source of the sun's energy, could offer a nearly infinite source of clean energy. Can you imagine that? If nuclear fusion turned out to be mass producible and you could shut the left up with this green energy initiative and it would be so readily available, it would be free, or maybe one company got paid for it, but they could produce it endlessly. I mean, what would that do? I asked, not too long ago, what would happen if we got rid of the military-industrial complex? We actually stopped fighting. What would happen? What would happen if we didn't have a need for this energy grid that we currently have? That somebody can give you a nuclear fusion battery and it will produce energy for you forever. I'm amazed at some of this stuff. So, I talk about, you know what, we're going to run out of time. We come back, we're going to talk about some of the other things that are predicted to happen in the future. It's not all tech related, but some of it definitely is. So we'll cherry pick a little bit of it. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Still no vote on a ceasefire from the UN. They've once again postponed that vote on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Following hours of intense negotiations, the United States requesting that the vote be deferred until 10 a.m. Eastern tonight. California considering the possibility of copying Colorado by excluding former President Trump from the Golden State's ballot. IKEA facing disruptions caused by attacks on ships in the Red Sea. by Houthi rebels. They are assessing alternative supply routing options. Military promotions are back after Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville lifted his blockade, yielding to pressure from within his own party. He had been obstructing all military promotions since February to express his objection to the Pentagon's abortion policy. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you believe that the Democrats would try to keep a former president who's done nothing wrong off the ballot? They lost every other claim for this, and Colorado comes in and says, Donald Trump did an insurrection. Now, of course, it's going to be tossed. And Donald Trump has until January the 4th to fight it. So he will be on the ballot in Colorado. But they had to do it because they got to make the point of he's not even legal to be on the ballot. Unbelievable, man. Look, this is a civil war. This isn't a fight against Donald Trump. This isn't, oh, well, we don't like Donald Trump. This is the Democrats telling you, we don't like you, and we're going to do everything we can to prove it. But here's the good news, people, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You are beating them at every turn. They want the future. One of the things that they talk about in this, this isn't really tech per se, but one of the things that Forbes had that says, what are we facing in the U.S. and why, is a rising threat of widespread civil unrest. And here's what they wrote. Last year, a poll by The Economist and YouGov reported that 42% of Americans think that a civil war is likely within the next 10 years. This year, a former U.S. president found himself facing multiple criminal charges for undermining the U.S. election system and fomenting an insurrection. And he's currently the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination. The rise of violent rhetoric in the public square suggests there's only more bad news to come. Let me tell you what the left does. They give you a foreboding of what they want to do. They want you to be insurrectionist. So they become it. They do it. That's what they did for January 6th. Think about the long game and what they played here. It's become so easy to see that I think it scares them. And we'll talk about it more, not on this particular broadcast, but I'll talk about it during the holiday broadcast. And by the way, a lot of people are going, Kevin, are you going to be broadcast? Yeah, I've got shows planned. We may do one, maybe two best ofs. I don't know what days the holidays fall on. Like, for example, Christmas comes on Monday. So, yeah, I'm not going to do a show for Monday. I'm not going to celebrate Christmas with you, but we'll do a best of or something there. But it'll be a great show. Because when I pick best ofs, I go pick segments that I think are timeless. Lessons that can be learned no matter what. And, you know, sometimes they involve news that we're talking about of the day, and sometimes they're just about an attitude. Sometimes I'll do a show that's just based on trust. Or it's based on spirituality or whatever. That, and we carry that topic through. So it will be a good show. And I hope if you got some time, you'll tune in. But right now, I want you to understand that one of the things that they're talking about that's foreboding for the future is insurrection. And I'll tell you this, no matter what anybody tells me, I will tell you we've been fighting a civil war for the last 2 decades. You just didn't know it. Bullets aren't being fired, but look at what happened on January 6th and tell me that wasn't a civil war. Now, we didn't do anything. It's one of my friends goes, it was the most peaceful insurrection he's ever seen. And you know who lost? We did. So when I talk about it openly and people, oh, well, you're an election denier. You're an insurrection. Yeah, I'm proudly that. You want to know why? Because I know this government stole an election from us and they want to make us go, well, you're the bad guy. I'm not the bad guy. Are you a bad guy? Are you the bad person? What do you do? Are you committing crimes against other people? Are you refusing to pay your taxes like Joe Biden? Are you setting up shell companies so you can do business literally in violation of our own laws? Are you doing this? Last time I checked, you were solid citizens living a very good life according to a doctrine that's been published for thousands of years. It's called the Bible or the Torah. You've been living by a set of laws that nobody could question. But this is where we are in this country. I talked earlier about fusion, and we're going to talk about quantum mechanics, and I've touched on it all the entire show, because this show is a would you believe. This show, think about it, is a magic show. This show is a can you believe your eyes? Can you believe your sensibilities? Would you have believed this? If I had said, presto changeo, a man can become a woman. Would you have said, okay, Kevin, bring back the dude now. Bring the dude back, because I know he really didn't become a woman. Come on, Karnak, or whatever. You know, you would, whatever my magician name is, you would say, okay, joke's over, bring the dude back. Sorry, I can't. You're the one that's got to change the way you think. You've got to change your cisgender sex and look at your sexuality, sir. Unbelievable how we operate. And we allow these people to do this. The future is not good if we don't address this stuff. People listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Okay, commercial. You got to go check out the website. And Chris just revamped SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, our nonprofit. You got to check that out. Wow, what a great site. I don't know if you know this, but we go into inner cities and find these kids that are at risk. I went to the worst school in Phoenix. It's called North High School. They had expelled 135 students the week before I went in for fighting. It was a big brouhaha on campus. That campus looks like a prison. I'm not lying. It looks like a prison. It just doesn't have that circular wire on the top. But you can't jump the fence. I mean, you can, but it's tough. You got to be an athlete. Anyway, I went there. I think I told you guys, cartel members in the classroom. The teacher told me, don't do anything with these boys here, cartel members. And here's what was interesting about the cartel kids in this very poor neighborhood. These kids were, they look like, you know, Pablo Escobar's kids. I mean, they had nice clothes and jewelry. And they came up to me afterwards and was as smooth as could be. Smooth as could be. Looking at me the whole time during class. And I'm talking to them about opportunity and stuff like this. Anyway, one of the girls there was a sex slave. The teacher told me this. She says, Kevin, she's going to be asleep, but she's working off the debt her mother had to come over to America. When the Democrats talk to you about immigration, understand this. I was in the classroom with a girl who was working off the debt that her mother created when she illegally brought the family over to the United States. And the girl was a prostitute because of that. That's what the Democrats are talking about. So when they tell you, oh, it's a humanitarian. Yeah, I don't think that little girl feels like it's a humanitarian effort. The teacher says, we're helpless. What am I going to do, fight the cartel? Let me move on. I'll run out of things here. The next one they talk about is the climate crisis continues to force citizens of the global south to march northward due to unpredictable weather patterns. And what was that? Weather? Due to unpredictable weather patterns and resulting political conflicts, large populations are fleeing the Sahel region of North Africa, driving Europe's highest migrant influx since 2017. As global warming accelerates, more areas are becoming uninhabitable, leading to economic instability, cultural fragmentation, and political strife. Listen, let me just tell you this. The Arabs took the Dubai and built a country by shooting sand into the ocean. They built a country. You should see Dubai. I mean, it's a showpiece. And you're telling me there are uninhabitable areas of the world? If man can do anything, he can figure out how to live anywhere. Anywhere. I'm talking about whether it's tapping underground aquifers or whatever, or pipelining in water from a flood region to another. There, desalinization. There's all kinds of stuff. If man puts his ingenuity to it, he can do it. It's just insane that, oh, there's an uninhabitable places. No, there's not. Man can overcome anything. They want to live on the moon, for goodness sakes. If we can plan to live on the moon or Mars, you're telling me we can't make something out of the resources we have here? Oh, I digress. Next one is quantum computers took a big step forward towards commercialization. Here's what they write. Scientists achieve breakthroughs in harnessing the weird effects of particles at a quantum level to enable record-breaking computational speed and power. The technology could render the encryption behind passwords obsolete, making emails, personal health, or financial transactions insecure. Digital privacy would become a thing of the past. Now, I warned you about this earlier. I told you that that technology is insane now. And it's only going to add to that AI and ask yourself what world could be created, especially one controlled by Klaus Schwab or George Soros. Scary thoughts, if you ask me. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The fourth industrial revolution will impact our lives completely. It will not only change how we communicate, how we produce, how we consume, it will change actually us, our own identity. And of course, gives life to such crises and developments like smart traffic, smart government, smart cities. What we will see is that everything will be integrated into a ecosystem driven by big data and driven particularly by close cooperation also of governments business, civil society. And this revolution will come at a breathtaking speed. It will be like a tsunami. And actually, it's not just a digital revolution. It's digital, of course, physical, it's nanotechnology, but it's also biological. And those three dimensions provide a particular force to this revolution.
Man playing God. That was Klaus Schwab, by the way. He says it would be smart traffic, smart government, smart cities, an ecosystem driven by big data, close cooperation between government and corporations. There will be no there's no separation. If you think there's a separation between government and big pharma, you're out of your mind. Government is in cahoots with big pharma. Gain of function research, all this stuff, modification of the DNA, mRNA vaccines, nanotechnology he's talking about. Look, I've been an engineer for a lot of years, and I wanted to go into that. You know what? As I'm thinking about this, I'm so glad I didn't go into this stuff, because I would have been poisoned or killed. Because once I saw the government was going to use this stuff for evil, I would have been, I can tell you right now, I would have exposed it. I would have been a whistleblower. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, while you're thinking about, you know, you're listening to the program and all that, and we're thinking about what's going to be happening in the future and all this stuff, here's what I'd be curious about. I'd love your feedback. If I've made some sort of an impact to you, made you think about something differently, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love for you to just send us a note on Facebook, on X. Actually, I'd love it through the website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Or if you're a friend of mine, call me, text me. I'd love to tell people, here's the impact. Here's a show you heard. I get messages, and I'll use Bob as an example because he's probably one of my best ones. Bob will send me a note and say, Kevin, you know, I was thinking of, when you mentioned this, it made me think of this. Andy, my former regional manager. Andy does the same thing and does it a lot. I get correspondence all the time, but I'm saying specifically, and I'm not fishing for compliments here, okay? I'm not at all. I just want to know what profound thing, or maybe it's a general thing. Maybe you listen to this show often because I'm so profound. It's happening all the time. But I would really like to know what does it. And part of it's in an effort to improve the show, even though I don't know, you know, much more than we can do given our financial constraints. I'm not going to do much more. But I'm saying, if there's a thematic thing that we find or whatever, I'd love to get involved, you know, get more into it, because that's going to help us. It's going to help me. And the other thing, and I promise you it's not for ego, it's just more, I like to know that we're making a difference. When Melissa and I are getting kids adopted and stuff like that, man, you see these kids, you see the impact of it. There's no better feeling. Now, do I know I'm impacting? Yeah, the show grows. I mean, to whatever extent that it does. And even though we're shadow banned, I get it. And, you know, the government doesn't want my voice out there. I understand that. But it is getting out there. Well, the little who in Whoville that does it. So it is doing what it's going to do. But I just want to know, because I believe, I know when I go back in retrospect, because every now and then we got to listen to shows because we're looking for bits and pieces of whatever. And I hear the show and I go, that was interesting. I even want to continue on that thought thread that I'm on. So I'm hoping you feel the same. And I also hope that you'll check out our merch. Man, Chris has done an amazing job. Just go to shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and check it out. I think especially in time for Christmas, I don't know if we can get stuff there for you before that, but I don't care what time of year. We want timeless things that you look at and go, that's cool. And it's unique to us. I'm tired of products that you can get anywhere. It needs to have our voice. A couple things in there are stuff that's probably standard, but most of it's our creations. So hopefully you support our law enforcement product line, our MAGA product line, and our what we call warrior wear, which is stuff that I say that you got to have the guts to wear. Everybody ain't going to wear my stuff. Anyway, we're just talking about Klaus Schwab. He says it's going to be biological. And I want you to think about this cooperation between government and corporations, where the pharmaceutical industry got permission to experiment on us to kill people, and there's no ramifications. Then this next thing they talk about in this article is gene editing technology has been approved for treating life-threatening diseases. New therapeutics using CRISPR have successfully alleviated symptoms in patients with sickle cell. Ethical considerations and cost issues remain, but gene editing could revolutionize medicine by eliminating inherited diseases, enabling personalized therapeutics, and even unlocking superhuman abilities. Here's what's number 7. Global population growth is expected to grind to a halt by 2050. I tell you, the Democrats and leftists tell you what they're going to do. Global population, they say, is going to grind to a halt. Governments around the world are spending billions on initiatives to reverse dangerously declining birth rates to no avail. More extreme measures may soon be on the table, from increased legal immigration to bans on abortion. Do you understand they're trying to tell you that they're going to have more people? I know there was a study in China that said China's population will drop to less than a billion. It's 1.6 billion now. Supposedly, it's going to go down just because of the thing. And, yeah, I'm sure they have the computer models to do it. But I don't think the population drop is going to occur naturally. Think about it. You have 7 billion people, 8 billion people in the world now. And if at some point, I don't know, I mean, I know theoretically a couple hundred thousand people a day die. But how many are born every day? More than die. So we've gone in my lifetime from probably 4 or 5 billion to 8 billion. So what do you think the trend line is? What's going to get rid of us? The only thing that's going to get rid of us is the government. So anyway, they say it's going to grind to a halt. As the population ages and critical industries face a shortage of young workers, a global economic crisis may be on the horizon. I think they're setting us up on that one. Number 8, the CDC issued a warning that antimicrobial resistant fungus is an urgent threat. Cases of the rare fungus Candidus auris rose rapidly during this year. This microbe spreads easily in healthcare settings, doesn't respond to conventional treatments. Meanwhile, the world is facing an antibiotics pipeline crisis, leaving us out of options to treat common infections. So anyway, these mega strong bacteria that have now become weaponized in a sense because of Fauci and gain of function and all these other things that the government's doing could be out of control. And again, I think the government warned you. It says, hey, listen, there's this super bug that's going around and wink, wink, you might get it one day. Yeah, possibly in a vaccine that they could activate. Just add water, boom, the population goes away. And here's, I love this, weight management drugs are hurting consumer demand across multiple categories. Retailers and banks are warning that the use of drugs like Ozempic will bring down the demand for junk food, medical devices, maybe even furniture, beer, and tobacco. These new drugs have the potential to eradicate obesity, but also change consumer behaviors in unpredictable ways. Can you believe that? You're getting too skinny. You're not eating enough junk food. Somebody better tell Michelle Obama. And the final one, and yes, AI is still coming for your white-collar job. GPT-4 scored higher than 90% of humans on the bar exam and the GRE. The LLM from OpenAI scored impressively high on many standardized tests, has been used by millions of users in everyday tasks. Its pace of improvement over just the past year has been startling. Think about that. The ChatGPT scored higher than 90% of the lawyers who took the bar exam. That's unbelievable. So contemplate what we talked about there. Apply that to your life. Imagine where this all went over the past few years. And see where we're headed.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.